No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 23rd day of August. How can that even be? I'm not sure, but welcome. We're here together on this 23rd day of August in disbelief. We are winding this week down together. Together in the Word of God. Let's jump in. We're reading today Jeremiah chapters 49 and 50. And today is the last day in the New English Translation. Jeremiah chapter 49. The Lord spoke about the Ammonites. Do you think there are not any people of the nation of Israel remaining? Do you think there are not any of them remaining to re-inherit their land? Is that why you people who worship the god Milcom have taken possession of the territory of Gad and live in his cities? Because you did that, I, the Lord, affirm that a time is coming when I will make Rabbah, the capital city of Ammon, hear the sound of the battle cry. It will become a mound covered with ruins. Its villages will be burned to the ground. Then Israel will take back its land from those who took their land from them. I, the Lord, affirm it. Wail, you people in Heshbon, because Ai and Ammon is destroyed. Cry out in anguish, you people in the villages surrounding Rabbah. Put on sackcloth and cry out in mourning. Run about covered with gashes, for your god Milcom will go into exile, along with his priests and officials. Why do you brag about your great power? Your power is ebbing away, you rebellious people of Ammon, who trust in your riches and say, who would dare to attack us? I will bring terror on you from every side, says the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies. You will be scattered in every direction. No one will gather the fugitives back together. Yet in days to come, I will reverse Ammon's ill fortune, says the Lord. The Lord of heaven's armies spoke about Edom. Is wisdom no longer to be found in Taman? Can Edom's counselors not give her any good advice? Has all their wisdom turned bad? Turn and flee. Take up refuge in remote places, you people who live in Dedan. For I will bring disaster on the descendants of Esau. I have decided it is time for me to punish them. If grape pickers came to pick your grapes, would they not leave a few grapes behind? If robbers came at night, would they not pillage only what they needed? But I will strip everything away from Esau's descendants. I will uncover their hiding places so they cannot hide. Their children, relatives, and neighbors will all be destroyed. Not one of them will be left. Leave your orphans behind, and I will keep them alive. Your widows, too, can depend on me. For the Lord says, if even those who did not deserve to drink from the cup of my wrath must drink from it, do you think you will go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but must certainly drink from the cup of my wrath. For I solemnly swear, says the Lord, that Bozrah will become a pile of ruins. It will become an object of horror and ridicule, an example to be used in curses. All the towns around it will lie in ruins forever. I said, I have heard a message from the Lord. A messenger has been sent among the nations to say, gather your armies and march out against her. Prepare to do battle with her. The Lord says to Edom, I will certainly make you small among nations. I will make you despised by all humankind. The terror you inspire in others and the arrogance of your heart have deceived you. You may make your home in the clefts of the rock. You may occupy the highest places in the hills, but even if you made your home where the eagles nest, I would bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom will become an object of horror. All who pass by it will be filled with horror. They will hiss out their scorn because of all the disasters that have happened to it. Edom will be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns that were around them. No one will live there. No human being will settle in it, says the Lord. A lion coming up from the thick undergrowth along the Jordan scatters the sheep and the pasture land around it. So too, I will chase the Edomites off their land. Then I will appoint over it whomever I choose. For there is no one like me, and there is no one who can call me to account. There is no ruler who can stand up against me. So listen to what I, the Lord, have planned against Edom, what I intend to do to the people who live in Teman. Their little ones will be dragged off. I will completely destroy their land because of what they have done. The people of the earth will quake when they hear of their downfall. Their cries of anguish will be heard all the way to the Gulf of Aqaba. Look, like an eagle with outspread wings, a nation will soar up and swoop down on Bozrah. At that time, the soldiers of Edom will be as fearful as a woman in labor. The Lord spoke about Damascus. The people of Hamath and Arpad will be dismayed because they have heard bad news. Their courage will melt away because of worry. Their hearts will not be able to rest. The people of Damascus will lose heart and turn to flee. Panic will grip them. Pain and anguish will seize them like a woman in labor. How deserted will that once famous city be, that city that was once filled with joy? For her young men will fall in her city squares. All her soldiers will be destroyed at that time, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. I will set fire to the walls of Damascus. It will burn up the palaces of Ben-Hadad. The Lord spoke about Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon conquered. Army of Babylon, go and attack Kedar. Lay waste those who live in the eastern desert. Their tents and their flocks will be taken away. Their tent curtains, equipment, and camels will be carried off. People will shout to them, "Terror is all around you." The Lord says, "Flee quickly, you who live in Hazor. Take up refuge in remote places. For King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon has laid out plans to attack you. He has formed his strategy on how to defeat you." The Lord says, "Army of Babylon, go and attack a nation that lives in peace and security. They have no gates or walls to protect them. They live all alone. Their camels will be taken as plunder. Their vast herds will be taken as spoil. I will scatter to the four winds those desert peoples who cut their hair short at the temples. I will bring disaster against them from every direction," says the Lord. Hazor will become a permanent wasteland, a place where only jackals live. No one will live there. No human being will settle in it. This was the Lord's message to the prophet Jeremiah about Elam, which came early in the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah. The Lord of Heaven's armies said, "I will kill all the archers of Elam, who are the chief source of her military might. I will cause enemies to blow through Elam from every direction, like the winds blowing in from the four quarters of heaven. I will scatter the people of Elam to the four winds. There will not be any nation where the refugees of Elam will not go. I will make the people of Elam terrified of their enemies who are seeking to kill them. I will vent my fierce anger and bring disaster upon them," says the Lord. "I will send armies chasing after them until I have completely destroyed them. I will establish my sovereignty over Elam. I will destroy their king and their leaders," says the Lord. "Yet in future days, I will reverse Elam's ill fortune," says the Lord. The Lord spoke concerning Babylon and the land of Babylonia through the prophet Jeremiah. Announce the news among the nations, proclaim it. Signal for people to pay attention. Declare the news, do not hide it. Say, "Babylon will be captured. Bel will be put to shame. Marduk will be dismayed. Babylon's idols will be put to shame. Her disgusting images will be dismayed. For a nation from the north will attack Babylon. It will lay her land waste. People and animals will flee out of it. No one will inhabit it. When that time comes," says the Lord, The people of Israel and Judah will return to the land together. They will come back with tears of repentance as they seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion. They will turn their faces toward it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in a lasting covenant that will never be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have allowed them to go astray. They have wandered around in the mountains. They have roamed from one mountain and hill to another. They have forgotten their resting place. All who encountered them devoured them. Their enemies who did this said, "We are not liable for punishment, for those people have sinned against the Lord, their true pasture. They have sinned against the Lord in whom their ancestors trusted. People of Judah, get out of Babylon quickly. Leave the land of Babylonia. Be the first to depart. Be like the male goats that lead the herd, for I will rouse into action and bring against Babylon a host of mighty nations from the land of the north. They will set up their battle lines against her. They will come from the north and capture her. Their arrows will be like a skilled soldier who does not return from the battle empty-handed. Babylonia will be plundered. Those who plunder it will take all they want, says the Lord. People of Babylonia, you plundered my people. That made you happy and glad. You frolic about like calves in a pasture. Your joyous sounds are like the neighs of a stallion. But Babylonia will be put to great shame. The land where you were born will be disgraced. Indeed, Babylonia will become the least important of all nations. It will become a dry and barren desert. After I vent my wrath on it, Babylon will be uninhabited. It will be totally desolate. All who pass by will be filled with horror and will hiss out their scorn because of all the disasters that have happened to it. Take up your battle positions all around Babylon. All you soldiers who are armed with bows, shoot all your arrows at her. Do not hold any back, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout the battle cry from all around the city. She will throw up her hands and surrender. Her towers will fall. Her walls will be torn down, because I, the Lord, am wreaking revenge. Take out your vengeance on her. Do to her as she has done. Kill all the farmers who sow the seed in the land of Babylon. Kill all those who wield the sickle at harvest time. Let all the foreigners return to their own people. Let them hurry back to their own lands to escape destruction by that enemy army. The people of Israel are like scattered sheep that lions have chased away. First, the king of Assyria devoured them. Now, last of all, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon has gnawed their bones. So I, the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, say, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land just as I punished the king of Assyria. But I will restore the flock of Israel to their own pasture. They will graze on Mount Carmel and the land of Bashan. They will eat until they are full on the hills of Ephraim and the land of Gilead. When that time comes, no guilt will be found in Israel. No sin will be found in Judah. For I will forgive those of them I have allowed to survive. I, the Lord, affirm it. The Lord says, attack the land of Merathaim and the people who live in Pekod. Pursue, kill, and completely destroy them. Do just as I have commanded you. The noise of battle can be heard in the land of Babylonia. There is the sound of great destruction. Babylon hammered the whole world to pieces. But see how that hammer has been broken and shattered. See what an object of horror Babylon has become among the nations. I set a trap for you, Babylon. You were caught before you knew it. You fought against me, so you were found and captured. I have opened up the place where my weapons are stored. I have brought out the weapons for carrying out my wrath. For I, the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies, have work to carry out in the land of Babylonia. Come from far away and attack Babylonia. open up the places where she stores her grain, pile up her ruins, destroy her completely. Do not leave anyone alive. Kill all her soldiers. Let them be slaughtered. They are doomed, for their day of reckoning has come, the time for them to be punished. Listen, fugitives and refugees are coming from the land of Babylon. They are coming to Zion to declare there how the Lord our God is getting revenge for what they have done to his temple. Call for archers to come against Babylon. Summon against her all who draw the bow. Set up camp all around the city. Do not allow anyone to escape. Pay her back for what she has done. Do to her what she has done to others, for she has proudly defiled me, the Holy One of Israel. So her young men will fall in her city squares. All her soldiers will be destroyed at that time, says the Lord. Listen, I am opposed to you, you proud city, says the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies. Indeed, your day of reckoning has come, the time when I will punish you. You will stumble and fall, you proud city. No one will help you get up. I will set fire to your towns. It will burn up everything that surrounds you. The Lord of heaven's army says, the people of Israel are oppressed. So too are the people of Judah. All those who took them captive are holding them prisoners. They refuse to set them free. But the one who will rescue them is strong. His name is the Lord of heaven's armies. He will strongly champion their cause. As a result, he will bring peace and rest to the earth, but trouble and turmoil to the people who inhabit Babylonia. Destructive forces will come against the Babylonians, says the Lord. They will come against the people who inhabit Babylonia, against her leaders and her men of wisdom. Destructive forces will come against her false prophets. They will be shown to be fools. Destructive forces will come against her soldiers. They will be filled with terror. Destructive forces will come against her horses and her chariots. Destructive forces will come against all the foreign troops within her. They will be as frightened as women. Destructive forces will come against her treasures. They will be taken away as plunder. A drought will come upon her land. Her rivers and canals will be dried up. All this will happen because her land is filled with idols. Her people act like madmen because of those idols they fear. Therefore, desert creatures and jackals will live there. Ostriches, too, will dwell in it. But no people will ever live there again. No one will dwell there for all the time to come. I will destroy Babylonia just as I did Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring towns. No one will live there. No human being will settle in it, says the Lord. Look, an army is about to come from the north, a mighty nation, and many kings are stirring into action in faraway parts of the earth. Its soldiers are armed with bows and spears. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride forth on their horses, lined up in formation like men going into battle. They are coming against you, fair Babylon. The king of Babylon will become paralyzed with fear when he hears news of their coming. Anguish will grip him, agony like that of a woman giving birth to a baby. A lion coming up from the thick undergrowth along the Jordan scatters the sheep and the pasture land around it. So too, I will chase the Babylonians off their land. Then I will appoint over it whomever I choose. For there is no one like me. There is no one who can call me to account. There is no ruler that can stand up against me. So listen to what I, the Lord, have planned against Babylon. What I intend to do to the people who inhabit the land of Babylonia. Their little ones will be dragged off like sheep. I will completely destroy their land because of what they have done. The people of the earth will quake when they hear Babylon has been captured. Her cries of anguish will be heard by the other nations. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this week, this time that we've had together in your word. Thank you for your Spirit, your Holy Spirit that speaks to us, that transforms us from the inside out. If we are open, if we are listening, if we are seeing the things that you want us to see, hear, and do, may we surrender to your will. May we surrender our ways to yours, our hearts to yours, our thoughts to yours. We seal this time that we've had together. We give you thanks. We give you praise for all that you've done and all that you would not do, because you know us and you love us. I pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just calling in to lift up Susie in prayer for your sister Jennifer, her husband Vince, and their son Joey. Father God, I just lift this family before you, Lord. And I pray, God, first for Jennifer, that you would give her comfort and peace, God, that you will be there with her every step of the way, as I know that you are. I pray that she knows you, Father, and that you are her Lord and Savior, Lord. And if not, I ask that you reveal yourself to her. Father, I lift up Susie, and I just pray, God, that you will do just a miracle in her life, Lord, and give her a place to stay and transportation to see her sister, God. I pray that you would give her the desires of her heart to be able to be with her and be close, Lord, as she goes from this life, Lord, to eternity. Father, I just pray, God, that you would do mighty things in her life and in Jennifer's family's life, Lord, and in Jennifer, Father. We ask for your will be done, Lord, whether it be for her to be healed or whether it be for her to move on to see you, God, and to be in glory. Father, I pray for your will in this family. I pray that you, God, would comfort Vince, and may he feel you, Lord, in a way in which he's never felt before. I pray for their son, Joey, God, as he goes away to college, Lord, and just lost a grandmother, and now probably his mom or possibly his mom as well. And I pray for her husband, Lord. I pray for comfort for this family, that you would carry them through this season, Lord. And I just pray, God, for Joey as he goes to college, God, that you will put other believers in his life to give him comfort and to lead him to you and in your arms.
Hey, DABC, it's his redeemed daughter in Florida. Hey, you guys, I haven't been able to leave a prayer request. I've been praying for y'all, but something's wrong with my account, so I'm going to call back and see if I can't figure that out. Due to my vision problems, I'm really no good with technology. I know how to press that little button, but it won't work now that my account's frozen. Anyways, I don't like being left out of our family. I really need y'all's prayers. I am right down to 10 days, and I couldn't even go on my birthday the other day because I'm in so much pain with the radiation. It is just like I thought it would be, and maybe we shouldn't speak those things, but the bump that's underneath my arm is getting fried, and I can barely put my arm down. I can barely sleep. I literally have 10 days to go. I need God to get me through this, or for the doctor to just say, enough is enough. 65 now, and I thank God for all these years, and I thank him for being faithful. Lord God, I just also need prayer to keep my faith and to not be mad or bitter or angry when I'm miserable every single day. I need to find thankful things and be trusting him that he knows he's still with me, because it hurts. It hurts so bad, and I pray for anybody and everybody on this station that has cancer or has to go through chemo radiation. I pray, Lord, that we would find a different way. I've asked my doctor, and I tried to get referrals to different places that are doing radiotherapy and immune therapy and all kinds of different things. I know that we have the technology to figure out stuff. We have the brains and the power to figure out other things. And I just pray for healing, that God can do that too. I want to pray that this is gone and just be done with it. or I need him to carry me through the rest of these last 9, 10 days. It's 10 days. I love you guys, and I just thank you for all your prayer. And I don't want to doubt. He is so faithful. I don't want to get sad or bitter or anything, but I just want to not feel the pain so much. I love you guys, and I miss you. Thank you.
Hello, DAVC family. This is his beloved little Liam. I wanted to know if you would pray for my dad because he has a pacemaker and his heart was missing beats. So last month he had a procedure. I don't know what it's called, but they go up through your groin, excuse me for saying that, and a scope down your throat with a camera on it, and they shock your heart back into rhythm. Well, it was better, and he has neuropathy in his legs, so he still has trouble walking, and Mom said that won't get any better. So, I was just wondering if you would pray for him because he's supposed to go to the doctor next week because his heart isn't, it's missing beats again. And I pray for the neuropathy in his legs. And my friend David, who went through Hodgkin's lymphoma last year, is just like 52. This year, and he has neuropathy in his legs, so I'm just praying for lots of friends who lost their dogs this week, and a church friend whose daughter had surgery today to remove a 19-pound tumor, and she's doing well. Thank you. I love you. I'll pray for you.
Hello, family. This is Sally from Massachusetts. I'm calling in today to request prayer for Diana. She's an acquaintance of mine, and she is well known in the city where I live for the various jobs that she's had. She is the sweetest, most kind and warm woman. And she had some sort of an experience that made her go to see a doctor, and I think she thought it had something to do with her heart, and they didn't find anything. She had the same experience and went back to her doctor, and it was discovered that she has lung cancer and it has already spread to her bones. She is a believer, and she's not going to let this scare her or worry her. So please pray for healing for Diana. And also, let's pray for all of us, because quite frankly, it is so scary to me that we can have such an advanced stage of cancer and not know it until it is ravaging our bodies. This happened to my father. So please pray for all of us, for prevention of cancer and for healing of cancer. Thank you, family.